I'm standing in the middle of a contradiction, and here's my question to help explain it. Have you ever been somewhere that is simultaneously stunningly beautiful, epic, awe-inspiring, breathtaking, but at the same time, arguably incredibly ugly, desolate, and a scene of massive destruction? Well, this is the Dunorwic Slate Quarry in North Wales, just up above Clonberis, and this 700 acre site was carved out of the side of that mountain over 200 years by thousands of men, and that is where we're going to be exploring today. The weather is absolutely horrendous, it's windy, it's rainy. On the plus side, there's absolutely nobody else here, so we've got the place to ourselves. So let's go have an adventure.
The strange thing about Dunorwic is that it seems like one of those places you probably shouldn't be allowed to go into, but the fact is, it's a proper tourist destination. There are signs, there are information panels, although some of them do warn you to stick to the main trails. You can access the quarry from a lower car park, hiking up to it, or you can drive up to an upper car park, which is probably the easier way in, because then you can just walk straight across to the quarry. There are lots of areas in Dunorwic off the main trails that are probably not the most safest places to visit, but the fact is that hikers, climbers, and other groups of people have been going and visiting these locations for years, if not decades. So do with that information as you will, but this is not a place for the inexperienced to go off trail.
I did read a gruesome story when I was researching this place, and apparently there's only ever been one female fatality at Dunorwic, and it happened when these three women were visiting the quarry, and a rock fell or was dropped from an upper level, came down, hit the ground, and exploded with such force that a chunk of it exploded out, punched a hole through this woman, and she instantly bled to death. Just to illustrate, these are not places to take lightly.
It's incredible to think that where I'm standing right now, 200 years ago, I would have been deep inside a mountain, because the side of this mountain has just been completely carved out, mined out, and taken away. This place opened in 1887. And at its peak, there were 3,000 men were employed working up here. And in a good year, they would have exported 100,000 tons of slate all over the world. In fact, Dunorwic was the second largest slate quarry in the world. I found an interview from 1909 where it was reported that year there were 4 employee deaths and around 500 workers were injured so badly they couldn't go back to work for at least a week. Which is crazy. That's more than one person a day injured seriously enough to have to take time off work. It makes you wonder just how many minor injuries there were that were never recorded. Wow. This place is really breathtaking. Let's go in here a second, get out of the wind.
Right, finally out of the winds and rain. Okay, so the thing I'm trying to find a cave that I've been told is on the other side of this amazingly beautiful blue pool. But I've got here to discover that there is a fence has been put up all around the pool. So, I'm not sure what to do now. This wasn't mentioned anywhere online, so is this new? I don't know. I'll have a walk around it and see what we can see. But yeah, look, this is the pool. It's hard to see from this angle, but it's this incredible blue color. Oh, actually, I see a gate. Oh, there's a sign on it. Okay, if the sign explicitly tells me not to go in there, I won't go in there. I mean, when I say there's a gate, I mean there is a hole through the fence that has no attempt has ever been made to obviously repair it. So, okay. Huh. Right. I guess I need to put a bit of a disclaimer here. I'm possibly not supposed to go in here, so I am absolutely not recommending that anybody else go in here. Just putting that out there. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Look at this. Look at this. Look at the color of that water. Look at this, Prince. And it continues through there. But
there's water and I can see it gets deeper further on in, so I don't want to go in somewhere where I can't see where I'm going. Luckily, I brought a head torch. I'm definitely getting my feet wet. Look at this! There's brickwork in here. Oh, that's deep.
Wow.
Look up there. See up there? There's another hole up there in the wall. And that's part of what's known as the Snakes and Ladders route through this quarry that climbers do. And that is the direction that people more brave and better equipped than me will go. That's where it came from. Along there. I'm not the only one, look. There's some people over there.
That'd be me.
We're swapping places. They're going that way.
Yeah, red and over.
Oh, that way? Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Here. Let's take a look in here. This is pretty cool though. You could probably spend a night in here. Someone's used it as a toilet. Right, let's get out of here. There's about an hour of daylight left, so I'm gonna get myself out of this more hazardous section before it starts to get dark. Goes without saying, this is definitely one of those places you very much go at your own medium to significant risk. You could very, very easily have a horrible accident in here. That's not somewhere I would have went 4 or 5 years ago when I hadn't any experience. But what a place.
Alright, I'm back out. That lot's back out. And I've noticed something really, really interesting over there. Where that waterfall starts. And I'm gonna go over and have a little bit of a look. Look at this. The drill marks in the cliff. So I could be wrong. I think the way they quarried the slate was they drilled these holes. And then they stuffed them full of gunpowder, dynamite, or whatever they were using back then. Anfo. And,
blasted it off. Look at this.
Woo! Thought my camera was gonna blow over there. Look at this. Water, whoa, look at the water blowing back up. The waterfall comes out of the mountain. Hello! Falling over. I was worried that was gonna happen.
Oh no.
Thanks. Oh good.
It's a little nervous.
It's still recording. Thanks. Right, I've got 1 hour before sunset and I feel like I have barely scraped the surface of the Norwick Quarry. I think I'm going the right way. This place is a maze. This is what's known as Anglesey Barracks, and it's where quarrymen who didn't live in the local area had to stay. And these tiny two-roomed houses had up to 4 men living in them in all kinds of conditions as they worked up in the quarry. They were probably cold, damp, cramped. The men lived in there with them, their tools, and their equipment. And unfortunately for one man, that included dynamite, because on March 14th, 1894, an unfortunate quarryman called Hugh Roberts was in his hut drying a stick of dynamite with an open flame or some kind of heat source, and the dynamite exploded, killed him instantly. So I think one of the big things that coming up here and exploring this place has made me realize is just how incredibly grateful I am to live in a time when we actually have some kind of safety standards in our work, in an age when we have machines that can do a lot of the dangerous stuff for us. Well, that's just here. There are places all over the world where people work in places with no health and safety in horrible conditions, and it's causing them all kinds of horrible problems. But yeah, it just does makes you a little bit more grateful for what you have. Hope you've enjoyed this little tour around, whoa, the Dunorwick Quarry. I feel like I've barely scratched the surface. I might come back up here tomorrow, I don't know, but I'm definitely going to come back up here for a look in the future. Really hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please consider subscribing. I'd love it if you'd leave me a comment down below and answer that question I gave at the start, which is, tell me somewhere which was simultaneously beautiful and hideous. And I'll catch you on the next video. Thanks for watching, and bye-bye.